Q95, Heritage Charles, number one hit music station. Well, got a lot of people wondering why Open Mic isn't going on tonight. Well, Mike is apparently busy doing homework, which is understandable. That is, after all, why we're here at college. But I'm going to try to fill in for him anyway, for at least the first little while. So we're going to try and have something going on tonight. If you do want to call in, the number is 371-4442. Please give me just 1 minute to try and get the telephone all set up. But if that is, if you'd like to call in, if not, let's go right back to the music. So right now, it's Sister Sledge. He's the greatest dancer. Continuing on with the disco at 5, Rob Sanders filling in for Open Mic at Q95. Q95.9 here at Charles, number one hit music station. And I just feel like I'm talking to a brick wall for some reason because nobody's calling in, and I really would like people to call in. Trust me, it's not hard. It goes something like this.
Hello, Q95. Yes, thank you for calling. Thank you for playing our little game show. You win lots of prizes.
It's not hard. Trust me, folks. I just would like somebody to call in and have a little participation here. It could be fun. There's no reason why it can't be fun for both of us. You're having a boring afternoon in the apartment, and I'm having a boring afternoon sitting around and trying to think of stuff to say. See, Mike's a lot more talented. He would have stuff to say, and it would be interesting, but I just feel like nobody wants to talk to me. It makes me feel kind of sad. Nobody would call into my show. I don't want to try, K95 here to Charles, number one hit music station. That was, I'll pull that up here, see what I, Frankie J, Don't Want to Try on Q95. And I really am feeling like there's nobody out there listening. Did Mike say something that made everybody go away? I know he was in here earlier trying to announce that he was trying to cancel a show, but I thought he brought across the point that I was going to fill in. I guess he didn't get that part across. That's what happens when you do, well, never mind. Yeah. Bad news, unfortunately. I just grabbed the mic here, sorry. We got a phone call, but it may not be for the show. Hold on just a second. Doo-doo-doo. If you're calling in, be patient. Hold on.
We are listening.
Oh, good. I felt like I was talking to a brick wall there.
No, we always listen to Open Mic.
Oh, good.
But my roommates just didn't want to call in.
Oh, really? How come?
Because they're nervous. They don't like to be on the radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you guys are the only ones who are probably listening anyway.
I know. That's kind of what I think.
What's the problem with that? Did you guys wanted to try the chain reaction, or was that too hard of an idea?
Explain that again to me.
Okay, well, what the idea with that was is that you try to, I don't know, I've heard it on real radio stations before, where you start off with some random song and then somehow try to convince some sort of connection to another song, and you just keep making songs that connect with each other.
That's really a cool idea.
Cool idea?
Yeah, but it's hard to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know how well that would work, so it's hard to say whether that would have worked or not. But I'm glad you guys are listening. Anything, recommendations of what you think we ought to do this evening? Or should I just give it up while I'm ahead and just play the music?
No, we like your DJ voice. It's really, really soothing.
Oh.
No, you have a good voice. We'll think about something.
Okay.
But you're doing good.
Did you call back?
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Later.
Thank you for calling.
Oh, that makes me feel good that I'm not just talking to myself. It really is a lot more fun when you know you have people listening in. I'm not sure who had birthdays this week, but I'm sure somebody did. So this is a special call out to anyone who had a birthday from Weird Al Yankovic, of course. He seems to have kind of a non-optimistic view.
Happy birthday to you.
glad to see he has such an optimistic view for the world. The Kingsmen now, from the 60s. Got a nice analog sound to it there. The Kingsmen at Q95, Heritage Charles, number one, Hit Music Station. Oh, normally be open mic, so it gets open Rob, which doesn't quite have the whole fun to it that open mic would have. Louie from the Kingsmen, the 1960s there. Now, one thing I really love about Heritage Halls is how we all have the nice amenities we have. We got a washer and dryer, we have a kitchen, microwave, gotta have that. And it's nice that every apartment comes with its own DDR Max pad. That didn't have the effect I wanted. That's what I meant. Q95, Heritage Charles Hit Music Station. 6:17 is our time right now on a Thursday night. For open mic, and I'm Rob Sanders. And you're probably wondering, why am I so out of breath? I'll tell you why. I forgot I had a load of laundry I started about an hour ago, and I thought, well, you know, having a load of laundry down there that you're not attending is not a good thing. For one, it never gets dry. It goes mildew. I haven't tried it all, but I feel so deprived. Rico at Q95 here at Charles, number one hit music station. And now a few tips of laundry care. Inspired by my having to run downstairs and change my laundry, these are things I really didn't know so well when I first came to BYU and I've since learned. Tip number one, do sort your clothes. It really does make a difference. If you want to learn what the name homogenous means, you'll learn what it means when you're describing the color of your clothes if you wash it all in one batch. Tip number two, don't try to wash a week's worth of laundry and your linens in the same batch of laundry. I tried that once and the middle of the batch of laundry was dry. The clothes are supposed to come wet out of the laundry. That's a few laundry tips for you on Q95. It's Ace of Base now. Q95 here to Charles, number one hit music station. And let's pull up here. Lost my page. That didn't sound right either. There we go. That's more what I was expecting. This was on the Salt Lake Tribune this morning. The three most undignified deaths nationwide this last year. One was a 41-year-old model airplane hobbyist. He was killed when his radio-controlled helicopter went haywire and crashed into his neck. That happened in November of last year in Houston. A 27-year-old woman was killed during calm weather in a suburban street when a 40-foot magnolia tree just fell on top of her. She was just happened to be driving by. That happened in Titusville, Florida, and that was in December. And this one, a little more recent, a 38-year-old man was killed when his pickup truck hit a ditch at 60 miles an hour. Cause of death? The truck's radio jarred loose and hit him on the head as he drove by. Oh, gosh. All right, more Q95.9 music. And just grab something random here. There we go. It's Q95.
Yo, listen up. Here's the story of...
Q95, here to Charles, number one hit music station. Well, this was just, I just found this on the web. South Korea's third largest credit card company fired a quarter of its workforce via mobile phone text messaging on Friday, while the KEB Credit Services Company fired 161 of its striking employees. The text message said, the layoff date is February 28th. The firm said it had no other method for contacting striking staff members other than using text messaging. The unionized workers have been on strike since mid-December over feared job cuts. Isn't that kind of ironic? It's that personal touch that makes corporations so nice, isn't it? But now the company's trying to figure out how to, you know, fax the fired workers the junk on their desks, right?
Coming up in the news. Mississippi ranks as the fattest state in the country, according to a recent study, with 26.6% of the population considered technically obese. In a related story, neighboring states Louisiana and Alabama complain that Mississippi has developed love handles that keep spilling over their state lines. In another related story, all the major airlines announced that they would charge Mississippi for two seats if it ever tried to book a flight. Listen more later today.
Q95, here's Charles, number one hit music station. Bryan Adams and Somebody. Kind of a little bit retro there. 6:38 is our time. I wanted to tell you another news of the weird story here. Uh-oh, too many windows. Doesn't that happen sometimes? The least confident criminal in today's Salt Lake Tribune was a 16-year-old boy who was arrested January in Dania Beach, Florida. He was robbing a 7-Eleven when he pointed a .22 caliber rifle at the clerk. Then he remembered he hadn't loaded it, so he pulled some .40 caliber shells out of his pocket. Of course, the clerk took advantage of the boy's confusion and took the opportunity to disarm him, which, you know, is a good idea. Sting now, brand new day. Q95.9 on a Thursday afternoon. Sting, brand new day on Q95. Found this little gold mine on the internet. Little tip from Martha Stewart here. I'm sure she can straighten us out. Because, you know, she does very well straightening out her current position, right? What do you have for us, Martha?
Hi, I'm Martha. Today's letter comes from Krista in Mar Vista, who writes, Dear Martha, violence in schools has me worried. Where should I send my child? Well, Krista, everyone I know swears by the Nicholas Nickleby School. The Nickleby schools are giant, imposing structures fueled by coal, which the children get to shovel in and out of the furnace all day in a darling little role-playing game. Each child gets to wear the same ragged work shirt for weeks on end, and the kids just love the matron lady who scrubs them clean of soot until their skin is pleasantly raw. And each day begins and ends with my special recipe for gruel. And no, you may not have some more, children. Now get into bed and don't make me strap you down. Where was I? Oh, yes. Thanks for writing, Krista. This is Martha saying lights out and lock down. Bye-bye.
Freak out.
1095, 9 Heritage Charles, number one hit music station. And I tried to put in a phone call to a prank phone call to Kiss FM in Los Angeles and tried that. Unfortunately, campus-wide, they tend to not like you calling into Los Angeles for some reason. Let's see if it works this time. See, it just doesn't like it for some reason. Try one more time here. Because I want to kind of notice there's this funny guy who used to be on the radio. Well, fairly funny guy. His name was Rick Dees. He would do the mornings at Kiss FM. I'd listen when I go on vacation down there. And then they fired him. Put on a Seacrest fella. And I just don't know how I feel about that. Oh, well. I don't think this is working out here, this phone call. So... Rick Dees there himself, Disco Duck, the heart of the disco era. Somebody, I think that song right there is what made him famous. They slammed him the job in Los Angeles that made him famous. Those who don't live in Los Angeles probably have no clue what's going on. He's this morning dude who was kind of funny.
So very much.
And compared to Ryan Seacrest, it's just night and day. I don't even want to talk about that. So, if you ever wonder what the price of a 747 is, I've kind of always wondered myself because, you know, it'd be handy to buy one. And so, I thought I'd call Delta and up
here. Thank you for calling Delta Airlines.
See what they think.
We invite you to visit our website at delta.com.
Sorry, I didn't get that. You can say existing reservation, new reservation, fares and schedules, or other travel information. Are you calling about an existing reservation, a new...
Say anything.
Sorry, I didn't get that. You can say existing reservation, new reservation, fares and schedules, or other travel information, or say help.
Well, I wanted to buy an airplane. How much did it cost?
Sorry, I still didn't get that. Are you calling about an existing reservation, a new reservation, fares and schedules, or other travel information?
Fares...
I heard you say other travel information.
No, that's not what I said.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Did you say other travel information?
Wait.
Sorry, I still didn't get that. Just a moment while I connect you to a Delta representative.
It's just not worth it. Why bother buying an airplane when you don't need to travel? It's just not worth it. Jewel and Standing Still. You know, it's going to be interesting. Our children are going to call these songs, Turn of the Century. I think that came out in 2000 itself. And to call that turn of the century is just a little beyond me. I mean, turn of the century is 1900 as far as I'm concerned. All right. I thought maybe I'd try to book a flight, but I had a little trouble with that again. Gotta love automation, right?
Hi, welcome to Flightline, Delta's automated flight departure and arrival system. Mm-hmm. For tips on using the system...
Yeah. Oops.
First, tell me either the flight number or just the departure city.
Okay, stop.
Sorry, I didn't understand. Tell me the flight number you want to check, or you can enter it using your telephone keypad. If you don't know it, tell me the departure city.
Los Angeles.
What's the arrival city?
Isn't it? Isn't Bismuth the city?
Let's make sure I got that. From Los Angeles to Kansas City. Is that right?
No.
What do you want to change? The departure city or the arrival city?
Both.
What's the departure city?
Boston. Boston.
What's the arrival city?
Lander, Wyoming.
Sorry, what's the arrival city?
Lander, Wyoming.
Let's make sure I got that from Boston, Massachusetts,
yeah.
to... Now, are you interested in departure or arrival information?
Yeah, forget it. This is...
Gotta love automation, right?
Never believed in things that I couldn't see.
Q95.
I don't know why I like it. I just do.
Today, Thursday, March 11th.
Start over.
Do you really want to start over?
Yes.
First, tell me either the flight number or just the
departure. Los Angeles.
What's the arrival city?
Ontario, California.
Let's make sure I got that. From Los Angeles to Ontario, California. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, are you interested in departure or arrival information?
Departure.
Michelle Branch and Santana.
Q95, your number one choice.
That's not what I wanted. Q95. 7:17 is our time on this Thursday night. Phil Collins, don't lose my number at the Q. Q95.9 weather for a Thursday. Looks like it's going to be getting up to about 52 today. That's not quite as good as tomorrow. We can get up to 59, almost getting into that 60 degrees. And then, bam, like a rock, 38 on Saturday with a chance of rain. And it's going to be breezy, too. 46 into Sunday, into the weekend, and 50s again next week. Boy, I wish we had that weather down in California. It looks like they're getting 80s down in Phoenix right now and 70s in Southern California. But up in Maine, still in the 20s. That's your weather on Q95. Heritage Halls, this is who we are.
Today I will.
This is what we play.
Heritage Halls' best variety. From yesterday. And today. Heritage Halls, number one hit music station. Q95. Make sure that you remember in your family home evening groups to talk about Monday the 15th. That's the Ward Soup Off and Hidden Talent Show. Monday the 15th.